brought to you by Penguin.
Britain's Gulag, The Brutal End of Empire in Kenya, by Caroline Elkins, read by Terry Schnorbelt.
Preface. Looking back to the start of my research in the summer of 1995, I had no idea that nearly 10 years later I would write a book about wide-scale destruction in colonial Kenya and Britain's vigorous attempts to cover it up. I was a Harvard graduate student during those early days and had become fascinated with the history of the Mau Mau Uprising, a movement launched by Kenya's largest ethnic group, the Kikuyu, who had been pushed off part of their land in the process of colonialization. From the start of the war in October 1952, tales of Mau Mau's savagery spread wildly among the white settlers in the colony and at home in Britain. Mau Mau was portrayed as a barbaric, anti-European, and anti-Christian sect that had reverted to tactics of primitive terror to interrupt the British civilizing mission in Kenya. Mau Mau seized the world's attention in the early 1950s, not just in Britain and the Commonwealth countries, but also in the United States, Western Europe, and the Soviet bloc. Life and other magazines presented photographic spreads with chilling pictorial evidence of Mau Mau's savagery that contrasted dramatically with images of the local British settlers. While the Mau Mau insurgents claimed they were fighting for Ithaca Nawiathi, or land and freedom, few people in the Western world took seriously the demands of those so-called savages. The Mau Mau were said to be criminals or gangsters bent on terrorizing the local European population and certainly not freedom fighters. The British mounted two parallel responses to the rebellion. The first was in the remote mountain forests of Kenya, where security forces engaged in a drawn-out offensive against some 20,000 Mau Mau guerrilla insurgents. In difficult forest terrain, it took over 2 years and 20,000 members of Britain's military forces, supported by the Royal Air Force, to gain control over the Mau Mau insurgents, who were armed largely with homemade weapons and who had no military or financial support from outside Kenya. The second and lengthier campaign was directed against a much larger civilian enemy. The British and their African loyalist supporters targeted some 1.5 million Kikuyu who were believed to have taken the Mau Mau oath and had pledged themselves to fight for land and freedom. The battlefield for this war was not the forests, but a vast system of detention camps where colonial officials reportedly held some 80,000 Kikuyu insurgents. I couldn't help but find these camps a compelling subject for my dissertation, particularly since no one had written a book about them. So, in 1995, I embarked with great interest on the research I would need to do to capture the details of this story. I began with a preliminary sift through the official archives in London, where files stuffed with dusty, yellowed memos and reports told a seductive story about Britain's civilizing mission during the last years of colonial rule in Kenya. According to the documents, the detention camps were not meant to punish the rebellious Kikuyu, but rather to civilize them. Behind the barbed wire, colonial officials were reportedly giving the detainees civics courses and home craft classes. They were teaching the insurgents how to be good citizens and thus become capable of running Kenya sometime in the future. The colonial government did report some one-offs or incidents, as it called them, of brutality against the detainees, but insisted they were isolated occurrences. At this early stage in my research, I had little doubt about the story slowly unfolding from Britain's official archive. When I presented my dissertation proposal to my department in the winter of 1997, I was intending to write a history of the success of Britain's civilizing mission in the detention camps of Kenya. I soon returned to Britain and then went on to Kenya for an exhaustive look into the official colonial records. It wasn't long before I began questioning my earlier view of the camps and the British colonial government. I found that countless documents pertaining to the detention camps either were missing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?